I'm John P. Dixon, better known as Johnny D., Arizona's unofficial music historian.
When you think about Arizona music, a few names come to mind right away. Linda Ronstadt, Duane Eddy, Lee Hazelwood, even Alice Cooper, internationally recognized country and rock musicians. But what you may not know is that in the 50s and 60s, Phoenix had an R&B scene. There was soul, doo-wop, and funk, all being recorded here in Arizona. Now Johnny D is releasing a compilation of some of these recordings from a Phoenix label called Ramco. All of the music was recorded at a Phoenix studio audio recorders between 1956 and 71, and almost all of the bands were from Phoenix. So what was the Phoenix music scene like at the time?
South Phoenix had its R&B and soul. The Mexican community, they had their dances and mariachi bands and such. Phoenix would have country. There was just a ton of country groups playing in the clubs around town. Then I must mention also Mama's Little Boy Freddie, who played down at, I think it was called the Washington Street Record Bar, and Freddie played in the window, and he was on from 10 to midnight on KTYL, on the Red Harkins' operation on the Mesa Tempe Highway. And so from what I was told, kids would sit out, and it was a gathering place for all cultures to park out in front and sit there, and there was a speaker on the street. And Freddie Blanco was his name, and he was the one. And this was happening in every city, where suddenly the white kids are hearing this music that they had not been exposed to before, and their parents would not want them to hear.
Did these groups have aspirations in the sense of, hey, I've got a record coming out with a label? Or were these folks working second jobs? Was this just sort of something, hey, I'm good at this, I want to give it a shot? But how realistic could they be based on what the business was like then?
Well, like even today, it's a long shot. But I'd like to think that they all, you know, if they had their druthers, would certainly love to have been on American Bandstand in the day or touring at the Apollo Theater or wherever. But most, at the end of the day, went back to their day jobs. And one of the groups, in fact, we talk about, the Tads, had an opportunity to get out of town. Bumps Blackwell, who was Little Richard's producer and also with Specialty Records in Los Angeles, made them an offer to go on the road with Little Richard. And one guy, I think it was Duke Draper, was the one that wanted to get out of town, and the other three wanted to stay with their day jobs. They just didn't want to take that chance.
You live in me, but I don't know why.
So occasionally, you would get the opportunity to say no, but for most of the bands, that opportunity never arrived.
Who was listening to R&B and doo-wop in Phoenix in the mid to late 50s? What was the audience like? Did people know it was there? Did the average white audience know it was there?
No, I would say they probably didn't in the early days, but certainly South Phoenix was much aware. With the record stores down there and club scene, there was a very large local live music scene at night. Lots of clubs along Buckeye and Broadway Road, and some of these groups definitely play down there. And then the other factor that comes in, several of these groups came from like Luke or Williams Air Force Base. They were black airmen or servicemen who would perform in the USO clubs and then come into Phoenix on the weekend and play in the clubs, and then if they were lucky, be seen by someone who said, hey, do you want to make a record?
What's another one that stands out?
Well, probably one of the most popular funk-wise is the first track by Chuck Womack and the Sweet Souls.
Delmo, put on them ham hocks. All right. Don't you burn them now. Bubbasita, put on them beans, baby.
It's called Ham Hocks and Beans, and it's just a great, funky track with Chuck calling out different members of the band, and then they get a little solo, but it's the funk, it's the bass, the interaction between the bass and the drums, and this has made this record, as well as some of the other records, very collectible and worth lots of money.
It's gonna be all right. Ham hocks, red beans.
This is definitely one of the great songs that were recorded here in Phoenix, and it's a great way to kick off the CD.
Red beans.
We've been talking about the new Phoenix R&B compilation, Shaboom Bang, with Johnny D. It's available at azmusicdude.com.
The word it is.